Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Ah, yes, 10:02 on this Wednesday midday. Mark Melusis in for BT and Sal. We got you for the next 4 hours right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Look at it. The dynamic duo across the way. Pete Hoffman, Dove Kramer, of course. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. Mix in probably a couple guests over the course of the next 4 hours as well. Plenty to chat about, plenty to get into. But, you know, I was returning from vacation, where you go on vacation with the family and loved ones. It's not exactly a resting vacation. We'll get into that. We'll give you a little chip update a little later on the program as well. But as I was driving down the West Side Highway this morning and had a little quiet time for the first time in the past 6-7 days, I was thinking about football, which is obviously upon us. Cut down day yesterday, and we saw all the teams get down to the 53, and we'll see exactly, you know, what the Giants do. Their scenario is fluid, as Brian Daboll talked about a little bit about it yesterday when it comes to the back end of their roster, looking to see exactly who gets cut from other teams. But I was thinking about for the Jets. And outside of, if you were looking at it and take history out of the equation of the Jets, right, eliminate it all, right? The fear, the negativity, kicking the tin can down the street. If you take the fact that this team has not made the postseason since 2010, you know, the Idzik era, Rex Ryan toward the tail end, you know, the drafting of Sam Darnold, the drafting of Zach Wilson, the fake spike by Marino. You throw it all out the window, right? All the failures, all the cries, all the tears, all the anger, all the angst, and you just look at this team on paper. The Jets can win a Super Bowl this year. And that should be the expectation, is to win a Super Bowl this year. And this is not a fanboy where, as you know, I grew up a Washington fan because of John Riggins. Even though Daniel Snyder, when he was owning the team, no longer does. Josh Harris and company do. But, you know, that was my fandom growing up. So this is not a fanboy putting the Jet underwear on in the morning and putting my Al Toon jersey on during the course of the afternoon, or Joe Namath or Kenny O'Brien or, you know, Jeff Lagerman. I mean, putting all those jerseys on. That is not the scenario here when you look at the Jets. On paper, this Jet team, whether Hassan Reddick is part of it or not, are built to win a Super Bowl this year. Those are the expectations, nothing less. Not to be a playoff team, not to just win the AFC East, to go out there and win a Super Bowl. Now, do things need to go right? For sure. But here's the interesting thing when you look at the Jets this year. The interesting thing is everybody and their mother just wants to lean negative, because that's the easy thing, because you don't know any better. Because this team hasn't made the playoffs since 2010. Because of the very fact that, you know, you've seen whatever can go wrong has gone wrong with the New York Jets. But on paper, there is nothing outside of injuries, and it is a barbaric sport. There is nothing that should hold the Jets back. Even Rodgers coming off the torn Achilles, being in his 40s now, only having played 4 plays last year against the Buffalo Bills. You know, maybe the biggest concern is not the roster. The biggest concern you'd have would be the coaching staff. But you expect Rodgers to make up for the inefficiency, or deficiency, I should say, of Nathaniel Hackett, his offensive coordinator. You expect Rodgers to make up for the inefficiency or deficiency when you look at the head coach in Robert Saleh. You look at Rodgers is going to make a lot of things right with this team that went wrong the past couple of years. Because, make no bones about it, this team stays healthy. And I know it's a barbaric sport, but that's an argument for every team in the National Football League. Any team goes out there, they lose their star quarterback, you know what? That season is going to look entirely different. Just ask the Cincinnati Bengals when they lost Joe Burrow, when other teams over the course of the year. Just look at the Jets last year when they lost Aaron Rodgers. Everything looks decidedly different. However, there are some coaching staffs in the National Football League that can adjust to those injuries. There are head coaches, OCs, defensive coordinators that can go out there and adjust to those injuries and still put a representable product on the field. We didn't see that last year with the Jets, especially when Wilson was at quarterback and Nathaniel Hackett was the offensive coordinator, because he is no rocket scientist when it comes to play design and play calls. You expect Rodgers to make up for all of that. But if the Jets go out there and stay healthy this year, with the adjustments that Douglas made in the offseason to the offensive line, with Rodgers being 100% healthy, with the brilliance of Garrett Wilson, with the talent they have in that receivers room, if that offensive line stays healthy, the Jets' offense should be remarkably productive, more productive than they were a year ago. And they don't even need to be great, because you know what is great on the Jets, whether Reddick is a part of it or not, is the defense. The defense is great. They can get after the quarterback. They got guys on the back end that can cover should the pressure not get there against the opposing quarterback. Their defense is going to be not a top 10 unit, not even a top 5 unit. You would go into this season where you would expect the Jets with Quinton Williams and Quincy Williams and Jermaine Johnson and the 3 undrafted free agents that made the 53-man roster, even Reddick not being a part of it, even with the loss of, you know, Huff in the offseason, even with the loss and the trade of John Franklin Myers to the Denver Broncos because the Jets couldn't afford him. Even with all of that, this defense this season is going to be great. That's why everyone gets caught up when you talk about the Jets and you talk about the brilliance of or what Rodgers needs to be. Listen, Rodgers doesn't need to be the MVP version that he was with the Green Bay Packers. That's not the version of Aaron Rodgers that you need to see this year for this Jet team to be really good or to be Super Bowl great. He can't be inept, because that's what we've watched the last 2 years, ineptitude. There have been historically great defenses in the National Football League. You can rattle them off, right? You think about it. It was Derek Brooks and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was Siragusa, God rest his soul, and Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens. You go all the way back to the mid-80s, and it was, you know, it was Dent and Mike Singletary and the Chicago Bears, led by Buddy Ryan as the defensive coordinator. There have been great, all-time great defenses that have kind of led the way. But you know what? They had a quarterback that was in place, whether it be McMahon in Chicago, whether it be Brad Johnson in Tampa, whether it be Trent Dilfer in Baltimore, that were able to go out there and get the job done. Now, is Rodgers going to be better than those guys? Yes, he will be. As long as he stays upright, as long as he stays healthy, he'll be better than those guys. But the point being is this. Going into the season, even though you have the questions about this Jet offense, especially when it comes to the offensive line, if these guys can stay healthy up front, if they do, they'll be remarkably better than the group that took the field a year ago, and they'll be able to do the job. But if that group is able to stay healthy, this Jet offense does not need to lead the way, because it's the defense that always will. And the focus is on Rodgers for sure, no doubt. And I get it. An all-time great. 4-time MVP of the league. You know, it is. He came here because he grew tired of everything in Green Bay. And the Green Bay Packers at that time were ready for a divorce as well, as they've moved on to Jordan Love as their franchise quarterback. And they paid him during the course of this offseason. But that relationship, as many do, right? I mean, if you marriage is tough. There's no doubt about it. My wife tells me that every day. Marriages can be really, really difficult. And there's no question. And listen, we all get it. Whether you're in a relationship, whether you're married, you know, some point in time, you know what? You get tired of hearing the other person's voice. You get tired of hearing the excuse. You get tired if they don't evolve. Getting a little personal here, but you get the point. The same thing rang true in Green Bay with the Packers. They grew tired of Rodgers. And he came here to the Jets. Is the Jets made it easy. It was a nice landing spot. But make no bones about it. Rodgers has only won one Super Bowl. For as great as Aaron Rodgers has been over the course of his NFL career, and he's one of the most physically gifted quarterbacks that I've ever seen. Mahomes is more gifted for sure, but Rodgers is right there, right? And there have been all-time great quarterbacks, Marino comes to mind, that never won a Super Bowl. Rodgers has only won one. You would think a guy that was as good at the most important position in the National Football League as Aaron Rodgers is would have accomplished more in terms of the team game than the individual aspect. He's already a 4-time MVP of the league. I'm talking about winning another Super Bowl. He came here because this would be the cherry on the top. To win a Super Bowl here in New York with this organization, with the Jets, that give him a chip in the big game that nobody else has. aside from Joe Namath, nobody else does, for an organization that knows how to lose, for an organization that knows how to embarrass themselves, for an organization that makes winning very, very difficult, to come here and win here would be a remarkable accomplishment. And that is what is on the table. And everything is in front of him. And when you look at Rodgers, and you look at when he has been able to play with all-time great or great defenses, he's won. He's won. Not won the Super Bowl, but he's won. I would expect nothing in the less. I'd expect nothing in the less. I don't think Hackett's going to get in the way. I don't think Saleh's going to get in the way. I really don't. When you look at this roster, and you look at the Jets roster, and if you're taking all the failures of the past and putting it aside, and just handing it over to somebody who's watching football for the first time, and you look at this Jet roster and compare them to other rosters in the National Football League, they are right there as one of the most talented rosters in the National Football League. That is true. That is unquestioned. Now, when everything else comes into play, that's when you lean negative. That's when the Jet fan has the fear. The Reddick situation. Will Saleh get in the way? Will Nathaniel Hackett get in the way? Will the offensive line protect? Will Rodgers stay upright and will he stay healthy? The difference is this year, should Rodgers go down for a game or two, you actually have a backup quarterback that you could play and you could win with Tyrod Taylor. You didn't last year with Zach Wilson. And that falls on the general manager. But give the general manager a lot of credit this offseason. Realized weaknesses to this team, went out there and addressed them. He's got the playmaker of Mike Williams. As long as that hamstring holds up, coming off the torn ACL, they can play alongside Garrett Wilson. He's got talent in that running back room, whether it be, obviously, Hall is an absolute stud. Then you throw in Allen, who's going to be that short yardage back, kind of grinder, 20 years old, coming out of Wisconsin. We know how they produce running backs that produce in the National Football League for the most part, outside of Monty Ball and outside of Ron Dane with the Giants. But guys that you know, and this guy does not have the tread, still has the tread left on the tire. There's nothing stopping the Jets this year but themselves and the negativity. So I ask all Jet fans here on this Wednesday morning is this. Instead of leaning positive, you know, when you throw something out there and then it comes to realization, you want to go out there, you want to be an investment banker, you want to work on Wall Street, you want to have kids, you want to go out, and you want to own a car, whatever it might be, career-wise, right? If you're a Jet fan, you wake up on this Wednesday morning, you say to yourself, the Jets, repeat after me, the Jets will win the Super Bowl. The Jets will win the Super Bowl. That is real. That is not being going out there and just being a positive Pete. Glasses half full. The Jets can win the Super Bowl this year. You look at the AFC East, it's a winnable division. You look at the AFC, I understand you still have the Chiefs coming in. At some point in time, the Chiefs are going to lose a big-time playoff game. You've got the quarterback in place. The offensive line has been addressed. You got a playmakers at the wide receiver position. You got talent in the running back room. The defense is as legit, whether or not Hassan Reddick is a part of it or not. The defense is as legit as it possibly can be. So instead of going out there and expecting the negative, instead of kicking that tin can down the street and being comfortable and the woe is me and Beningo, who I absolutely love, and saying, oh, the pain, lean positive. Be a positive Pete as we're leaning toward Labor Day. It's careening. Summer is coming to an end. It's going to be 95 degrees outside today. The NFL gets going in a week and a half. Repeat after me. The Jets can win and will win the Super Bowl. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I am.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 1024, Melusis with you on this Wednesday midday. Thanks for being with me. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019, your number to call. Hit me up on X at Mark Malusis as well. Let's head to the phones. Out to Long Beach we go. It's Mario. It's the Fan. Beautiful day, Mario, in Long Beach. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. How you doing, Moose?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, so I think I feel really comfortable about the Jets, too. But I like to be realistic. I'm a numbers guy. I'm a retired banker. I'm like 1 year younger than Beningo, so I got to see the Jets when I was a little kid. I'm lucky enough. I know you're not old enough. I don't think you were alive then, right?
I was not. No, I was not.
Okay, so I was lucky enough to see them. But I try to be realistic. Like I said, I'm a numbers guy. So, to me, I would be happy if they make the playoffs and win one game. It's been so long. That's a step in the right direction. To me, it's like a ladder. To get to the top of the ladder, you got to take steps. You can't go from the bottom right to the top.
Really? You know, so I think that's, you can't?
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, it's never happened in the league where the league where they want teams that missed the playoffs the year before to go to the playoffs the following season. I know that's what you're talking about. But, I mean, Mario, you make the move that the Jets did. It's not a matter of reestablishing relevancy because, let's be perfectly honest, relevancy will go out the window when Rodgers leaves. I mean, that's it. I mean, this is the shot to win a Super Bowl. I'm not telling you that, you know, there aren't, you know, ways where you can configure it and draw out how a game plays out. AFC championship game, you know, you lose an absolute heartbreaker. You won't look back on the year as being successful. You look at this Jet roster right now. As we sit here on this Wednesday in August, as Labor Day is right around the corner, end of summer in our, you know, right in, we're staring at it, right? Football right around the corner. The Jets are a Super Bowl, their roster is capable of winning a Super Bowl. And I said it before, like I think they can. I think they're going to win the AFC East. I think Rodgers is going to stay healthy. I think that this offensive line with Moses now at right tackle and Smith at left tackle and Elijah Vera Tucker, concerns about whether or not he could stay healthy because he hasn't been able to stay healthy the last 2 years. Love Tippmann at center. Love the guard they added for Baltimore. I mean, there are things to like about what this team did. The fact that they addressed the offensive line with their first round pick, the kid out of Penn State. There are things to like about this team to think that, you know what, Joe Douglas in the offseason got it. He needed to go out there and address this offensive line, realize that he needed to keep his 40-year-old coming off an Achilles injury and Aaron Rodgers healthy, and he did that. And there's nothing not to like. The Jets can go out there. They've got the running game to be able to run it. They can throw it. They can throw it deep. Williams is going to be a massive asset to this team because of the coverage that Garrett Wilson's going to take at one of the opposite spots. And this defense, led by two tremendous corners, and Sauce being the number one guy, but DJ Reed being the other, they can go out there and they can guard in the defensive secondary and they can get after you with numbers and waves up front.
Love the passion. Love the passion. Let me ask you a question. You were a Washington fan. Did you turn to a Jets fan after?
I did not. No. I did not. I just think they're really good. I mean, honestly, I'm not a, you know, I root for the locals to be good. I think it's better. You know, who wants to go through what we went through the last 2 years with the Jets? You know, who wants to go out and listen to the, you know, to the mundane or the press conferences from Robert Saleh talking about Zach Wilson, the debate about whether or not Wilson's good, the debate about whether or not, you know, Wilson could play. Where did the Jets go wrong? They shouldn't have played him early. They should have rested, sat him down, and had him learn. You know, all the things that we went through. Listen, here's the thing. Wilson stinks. I mean, there's no resurrecting him. There's no miracles. There's nothing happening. There are guys that can and guys that can't. Zach Wilson, unfortunately, and I was wrong. Listen, I thought Wilson was going to be a player. Wilson can't. We all learned it. We all watched it. We all witnessed it. He can't. I don't care what he does on a beach, throwing the football around. I don't care what he does in 7-on-7 drills. When you line up, and not preseason football, when you play real football, when it's 11-on-11 and guys are coming at you like a Mack truck, Zach Wilson can't play. That's why it was so disheartening 4 plays into the season last year after Rodgers ran out onto the field. You know, very American moment with the United States flag. It was great. Place was rocking. Then when he got hurt, that face on Saleh said it all. Oh, my God, Wilson's going to play again. And here he went. But that was last year. That was negative Nelly. We're going to be a positive Pete on this Wednesday. The Jets can win the Super Bowl. And I think they will. I think they're going to get through the AFC. I think they're going to get there. I think they have the talent to be able to do it. I think Rodgers is going to stay relatively healthy. I don't think Saleh's going to get in the way. I don't think Hackett's going to get in the way. Like what they did with along the offensive line, they've got playmakers on offense, and they got a defense that's going to be a top three unit in the NFL. There's a lot to like. Joey Clark, speaking of Mr. Negativity, what's going on, Joe?
Speaking of my cousin Negative Nelly, you know, what's going on, Moose? Look, I agree with a lot of things you're saying. My whole thing is this, like my buddy Joe B says, I have to see it now. I'm tempering my enthusiasm. I'm tired of on paper how good they look. I'm tired of hearing how great they are. I got to see it now. I mean, last year I got burned for the millionth time, and I understand it was a freak thing, but look, I understand right now with Aaron Rodgers, he's going to make the world a difference now. Hopefully we'll be playing with leads now on defense, and we'll be able to, you know, it's not like last year with Zach Wilson when they didn't have to honor the pass. They could basically stack the line and not have to worry about it. That was the quarterback beating you. But the thing is, there's concerns I do have. Look, I mean, Aaron Rodgers' 2023 season last year for us, we would have won 10 games easily. Yeah, you're right. But is that good enough to win a Super Bowl? I don't know. I mean, I think we have a very good running game. Our offensive line now on paper looks tremendous. We should be able to run the ball. We got waves of running backs now that we could put out there. The running thing does bother me from the sense that I think Joe Douglas misread this from the beginning. And now I think Reddick has a lot of resolve, Moose. I think he's going to hold out, man. I really do. I can see this going.
Well, Joe, but here, but if someone is, and listen, Hassan Reddick can do whatever he wants to do. When he got initially, and I don't know exactly where the mindset changed. I'd love to know how, when, the date, what transpired. You know, Hassan Reddick, you know, was introduced down in Florham Park and talked about the fact that, you know, the Jets were going to get his best. He was going to be there throughout the course of the offseason. Then it all changed. Now, I imagine a lot of that had to do with, and I'm just guessing here, the leverage that he believed that he had. The Jets are all in on this season. Pressure's on Douglas and Saleh to win. The window for Aaron Rodgers is closing at quarterback. I mean, the man is in his 40s coming off a torn Achilles. They're acting as a win-now team. So he said, you know what? I'm going to try and squeeze every single last dollar out of the Jets. Now, the difference is, and he tried to use that leverage. Now, how long does that go on? I know the stories are, and Saleh's going to ask the question, could he be ready for opening day, week one? You know, he expects him to be in top. You know, you would imagine he's a veteran. He's in top-tier talent. How the hell do you know that? I mean, you barely spoke to him during the course of the offseason. I don't know. I have no idea what Hassan Reddick is doing right now. The stunning thing is, not to do the Jets. I mean, when you have a week and a half ago, you have Rodgers coming out saying he's going to reach out to him. Saleh saying he's not going to go give him a phone call. You went out there, and yes, for the Jets, this is where it hurts. Reddick would be a massive addition to this defense. Can they win without him? They can. Would Reddick make it a lot easier? For sure. I'm not going to discount what Hassan Reddick is as a player. And clearly, it all changed at one point during the course of the offseason. And that both sides right now are stuck in their foxholes. Nobody wants to come out.
Well, that's the thing. To me, I don't know what his end game is here. Because let's be honest, if he can hold out four or five, as long as he plays in six games and next year he qualifies to be a free agent next year. But the problem is he's not going to get that money back. Those $800,000 game checks he's going to lose. That's why I give him credit. He could do it. I mean, he doesn't care, whatever. I'm just concerned about the guys who are replacing him. McDonald, he's a big question mark. We don't know what he is. I mean, we've seen him flash, you know, a couple times in preseason, but that's preseason. So they need that pass rush. There was games last year. I mean, remember that Cleveland game? Joe Flacco threw for 300 yards in the first half. He picked them apart. They couldn't get to him. And they don't blitz with that defense, which I wish they would once in a while. I know that defense, they don't blitz at all. But I am concerned a little bit about the pass rush. I'm concerned about the safeties. Chuck Clark coming off a major knee injury. You know, with Adams, the other safety. I mean, these guys, are, you know, so far, I don't know how good they're going to be. I mean, who's going to cover the tight end? I'm worried about that. So there are, I do have some concerns. But you're right.
I understand that. But everything can look a lot different if you're actually playing with a lead. Like, it was so finite. Right. Like, it was so... This year has got to be judged differently for this Jet defense than any other year. Because they were playing where their quarterback was non-competitive. Let me repeat. Zach Wilson was non-competitive. You went into a game as a defensive player knowing that if you as a unit were not great in that given day, you were not going to be given an opportunity to win that game. So it was there was such a little margin for error for that Jet defense. Listen, are there questions on the Jet defense when you're talking about guys staying healthy? Yeah. I mean, it's the National Football League, though. injuries are always part of the equation. Could the Jets get devastated by injuries? Yeah. Would then the Jet fans say, well, this is typical Jets, and this is all we just went through this last year with Rodgers. I'm just telling you, I actually think the football gods are going to smile upon the Jets this year. I think they're going to stay relatively healthy. I think the Jets, if there's anybody that's due, it's the Jets. And they should be rewarded. They should, as inept as they are in certain things, they should be rewarded for taking the shot with Rodgers.
Well, the thing is, too, Mike Williams, another guy that I know he's practicing in drills this week. Another guy who's, you know, coming right out there week one, coming off a massive injury to that knee. I don't know how he's going to play. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be able to, you know, give us so many snaps every game because they might have him on a pitch count. So there, I do have question marks. Lazard, will he turn his season around now that he's got his buddy back there?
Yes.
I don't know. So that's the thing.
Joe, I will tell you this. I understand about Mike Williams. I'd be a little concerned. You know, speed guy, Clemson, had injuries, concerns when he was a member and a star at the Clemson Tigers. I'd have issues when you look at Mike Williams about what he is as a deep threat when you look at his yards per catch. You know, have dropped off. Now he's coming off a torn ACL, doing a little bit of hammy, but he's not the number one. Like, that's it. Like, when, you know, when he was out there in with the Chargers, yes, Keenan Allen was an unbelievable player, and Allen's now a member of the Chicago Bears, but Mike Williams was the deep threat, the go-to guy. He's not going to be that here with the Jets. And that's where I think it's going to work. Now, he's got to stay healthy, for sure, right? And he's coming off a torn ACL. Will they ramp him up? And, you know, will there be times where maybe he's dealing with a little something? Yeah, but Wilson's the number one guy. And then everything comes off of, falls off of him. Now, as far as Lazard goes, yeah, I think I would expect the best out of Alan Lazard. Why? Because Rodgers is at quarterback. Alan Lazard last year was awful. You know, was healthy scratch. All the things that we saw last year with Alan Lazard, but he also had a quarterback in Zach Wilson that couldn't play. Now, I'm not making excuses for him, but there's a reason why Alan Lazard looked so good at the wide receiver position when Rodgers was at quarterback with the Green Bay Packers, and why Rodgers wanted him here in New York with the Jets. I would think this year you're going to get a really good version of Alan Lazard. But hey, that's just me.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Time right now for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller correctly identify yesterday's Turning Point of the Game at 866-540-WFAN. 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, which is us right here, WFAN. Pete, can I take a guess at that last night? Just, you don't have to, you say yay or nay, whatever it might be. Okay. Was it Boone allowing LeMahieu to hit in the ninth?
It's not it.
Okay. We'll get to that in a little bit. 10:45. Richie, East Iceland, next on The Fan. What's going on, Richie?
Hey, Moose.
Richie, how you doing, buddy? Please, what's on your mind?
Please don't ever use the word great when you're talking about any Jet team, okay?
I think they're going to be great.
That's the first thing. Let me say something. That word never applies to any team there. Let's just go off the first thing, okay? We have the worst in-game, before-game, after-game head coach in the league. So you're going to tell me Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, the other Harbaugh brother, Daniels, any of these guys going up against him in these big games? Because you're calling big Super Bowl win here. They're going to win.
I'm putting it out there.
Andy Reid's laughing in the room, right? Now, football is one of the only sports where the head coach really matters. Time clock management, getting your team prepared, all the things that he failed. They had a chance to go grab Vrabel or one of the other coaches to make this really maybe a Super Bowl contender, but they didn't. They left the worst coach in the league.
Your questions about Saleh are all justified. Let me pose something to you. Let me throw something.
Facts, Moose. The facts.
All justified. Fact, right?
Go ahead.
Was George Seifert a great head coach?
Yeah, how can you say he wasn't?
Was Barry Switzer?
How could you say he
was
wasn't?
Barry Switzer a great NFL
yes.
coach?
All-time great coach, Barry Switzer. What are you talking about?
He was
about?
An all-time great
he
coach in Oklahoma.
Everywhere he went.
Oh, no, hold on a second. But hold on a second. Let's be real here. Barry Switzer hopped on the
coach.
Jimmy Johnson train. Barry Switzer was an all-time great college
Barry
coach
Switzer was great
at Oklahoma
before he got there,
when Jamel
though,
Holloway was running the triple option. And Keith Jackson, the tight end, was catching passes. He was not
Bear
an all-time
Bryant,
great NFL coach.
Sam Bryant went on record.
Come on now. Barry Switzer was not an all-time great
that
NFL
doesn't
coach.
Matter?
Was not. He was not.
No,
my
I'm just
point
saying,
being is,
but,
my
okay.
point is,
right,
is that
is
you
that
can
the
win.
Weakness to the Jets, though, Moose?
You can win. You can, if your team is talented
no, you
enough.
You can't with this guy.
Yeah, you can't.
Okay.
So it's over. So Richie, as I declare the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl this year,
yes.
you're telling me the season's over.
Yes, because they didn't fire Salah.
It's over.
I laughed at everyone saying
before
we're going to do
it. Before it even started,
you know
it's
Harbaugh
over.
What the Harbaugh brothers will do. But I'm saying to you, the Harbaugh brothers, are they not five times better coaches than Salah?
I'm not telling you they're not.
Are they in the AFC?
I'm not
Where
telling
they?
You they're not.
What division are they in?
Can I ask you, does John
all,
Harbaugh...
Oh,
does,
my
hold
God.
Hold on a second. Does John Harbaugh win the Super Bowl every single year? Has Lamar Jackson shown himself to be a great big-game quarterback? I mean, and Jim Harbaugh, it's going to take him a little bit of time in Los Angeles with the Chargers. I'm not telling you not a great head coach. Not everything has to look one and the same. Not everything has to look one and the same. Now Andy Reid in Philadelphia went from the guy who could never win the big game to now the guy that can't lose the big game. Unless it's Brady and the Buccaneers and a ravaged offensive line, but you get the point. You want to tell me now? You want to call up as I'm trying to be a little positive on this Wednesday, right? And the Jets are a team that I believe are really, really talented. And you want to say, well, the head coach is going to get in the way. Well, Rodgers is going to prevent all that as well. He's only won one. And I would say this. Listen, Marino never won a Super Bowl. Went to one. You know, lost to, you know, Montana and the Niners. I still have that Super Bowl, that Sports Illustrated cover when they were on the cover. Right before that one. I still have that one. That's up in my dad's attic in Blofeld, New York. But anyway, never won one. I would tell you, Rodgers, for all of his individual success and everything that he accomplished in Green Bay, if he were to win one here in New York with the Jets, it would supersede anything he accomplished with the Packers. Now, you might say, well, he did all of his work in Green Bay. I'm just talking about that one singular year, this moment. If he was able to accomplish that this year, and that's what it's all about. That's why he's here. He's not here to make the playoffs. He's not here to beat the Buffalo Bills in the regular season. He's here to win a Super Bowl. That's why you make that move. Quarterback, the most important position in the NFL. If you don't have one, you're starving for one. The Jets didn't have one. They tried to draft one. Didn't work with Darnold. Didn't work with Zach Wilson. And that's why he's here, to accomplish that. Lewis in Short Hills, New Jersey, is up next in the Fan. What's going on, Lewis?
Mark,
yes,
I couldn't agree with you anymore. Like,
okay.
Literally, everything you said, I agree with. And the one thing I will push on is Hassan Reddick. I think Hassan is making a fundamental mistake. The Jets are an incredibly talented team that have a decent chance to go to the Super Bowl. And if he wants to get paid, he needs to play. And if he doesn't want to play for the Jets, just get rid of him. Like, he's going to be a moron if he sits out the full season. I can't think of another player who has sat out a season, come back, and been good. The name that comes to mind is Le'Veon Bell. He sat out, left the Steelers, went to the Jets, and sucked. How can Hassan Reddick make the same mistake? And if he doesn't want to be here, let him go. We only want players who want to be here. There are so many.
Lewis, but you're not going to cut him because he's an asset. And
trade him to Oakland or Las Vegas.
Why is somebody? I know
there.
He requested a deal, and Joe Douglas issued a statement and said the Jets are not trading him. But why would another team want to acquire the Jets' headache?
Well,
Or do you think it's reached a point now where Hassan Reddick, if he was traded to another team, would report to that team, go out there and play? But it's been so tumultuous, so bad. The relationship is terminated to where he's not going to do that here in New York with the Jets. I don't know if we're there yet. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if we're at that point yet. I think Hassan Reddick expected the Jets to blink. They didn't. Knowing that he had the pressure and the leverage, he didn't. They didn't. And now you have two sides. They're basically entrenched on either side of one another.
He's a talent that would make the Jets better.
No doubt.
But wouldn't make them greater. But he's also such a – he could be, and I don't know. I'm not in the facility in Florham Park. He could be enough of a distraction that it's going to mess up the season. And we have so much talent that he's not a necessary piece. He's a nice to have. Let's just go out, play football. I'm an eternal optimist. I've been a Jets fan since 1980. I remember the 82 season. I remember the 86 season like it was yesterday. This team is better than any team I have ever seen with the Jets. Let's just go out and have a great season, because I actually believe that we have a real chance not to only win the division, but to win the Super Bowl.
Lewis,
if you guys want to be here, go away.
To quote the great Aaron Boone, it's all in front of us.
Yeah. And by the way, second point, Mets are going to make the playoffs. Mets are going to win the wild card round. And after that, who knows? They got three pitchers who can really throw. Three guys.
Yeah, Manaea was great last night.
That's enough.
I mean, Lewis.
And Peterson's been solid. Severino's solid. This is a team that can do damage, and they will catch the Braves. This is a year that we're going to see New York sports come back. The Knicks are going to win the NBA championship.
Oh.
And by the way, Rutgers is going to get into the college football playoff.
Really? And I'm going to be doing pre- and post-game for the Scarlet Knights, and they get going with Howard tomorrow night down at SHI Stadium. We'll talk a little Rutgers, talk a little college football. Yeah, it's a very favorable schedule. I don't know if they'll get into the playoff, but I think this is a team that easily you should say can win anywhere from 8 to 10 games this year. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. They got a transfer quarterback that I think is going to be a massive upgrade. Manungai is a really talented running back. Offensive line should be improved this year. You know, anytime you have a Greg Schiano-led defense, the corners are going to be rock solid. He has had a history wherever he's at, especially at Rutgers, of developing guys that can play on the next level. So I would expect the secondary to be good. They're going to be really difficult to go up against defensively. They're going to be a hard-hitting, you know, Northeastern college football team. It's going to bring the physicality each and every game. And this year, you look at their schedule. You know, they do have, they're not playing, you know, Michigan. They're not playing Ohio State. They get USC. They get UCLA. It's a schedule that, you know, they should be able to take advantage of this year. But it's going to be a fun season, which gets going tomorrow night. And you can hear all the action right here on WFAN. 1054, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019. That is your number to call. Come back. We'll mix a little baseball into the course of the conversation. We'll do that next. In for BT and Sal, right here on this Wednesday midday, The Fan in New York.